what the grace of God accomplishes in our lives, April 18, changes our stubborn wills to sanctified wills, as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, Ephesians 6:6. Let no one say, I cannot overcome my defects of character, for if this is your decision, you cannot have eternal life. The impossibility is all in your will. If you will not, that constitutes the cannot. The real difficulty is the corruption of an unsanctified heart and an unwillingness to submit to the will of God. When there is a determined purpose born in your heart to overcome, you will have a disposition to overcome and will cultivate those traits of character that are desirable and will engage in the conflict with steady, persevering effort. You will exercise a ceaseless watchfulness over your defects of character and will cultivate right practices in little things. The difficulty of overcoming will be lessened in proportion as the heart is sanctified by the grace of Christ. What a work might be done for us as individuals if our proud and stubborn wills had been wholly submerged in the will of God and our souls lifted up from earthliness to a higher, purer atmosphere. Self-will and pride are evils that turned angels into demons and barred the gates of heaven against them. You cannot control your impulses, your emotions, as you may desire, but you can control the will, and you can make an entire change in your life by yielding up your will to Christ. Your life will be hid with Christ in God and allied to the power which is above all principalities and powers. You will have strength from God that will hold you fast to His strength, and a new light, even the light of living faith, will be possible to you. There will be in you a power, an earnestness, and a simplicity that will make you a polished instrument in the hands of God.